Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bishop's Gate. We're going to announce, as you can see here, our new management team. On the left with Marty McCann, on the right with Paddy McCourt, Kevin Deary, our chairman, Philip O'Doherty, and our new manager, Declan Devine. It's great to get you all here, and I'm delighted that Declan's back as a manager again. And hopefully he's going to say a few words, plus the chairman's going to say a few words, and then we're going to open it up to if you want to have a few words yourself. From a personal note, I'm delighted. I think we all are. We spent our time trying to get this over the line, and we've got a B team is the right team. It's a local team, local people, and that's what we want at this club. And we want the local people to support us as well, and hopefully we'll go on forward. There was a lot of interest in the job. A lot of people were keen. You know, when there was Premiership managers that rang me, and I'm saying to them, you know, why do you want to come here? Do you know why? Because Derry's a big city. Derry's a big club. And it's big throughout the whole of the footballing world. Everybody knows who we are. And there were so many people who want to be involved. But our criteria was always to stick local. And that's what we've done. I just want the chairman to say a few words now. And then Declan will say a few words. And then we'll have a few questions. Thank you, boys.
Thanks, Sean. Right. Okay, folks. Look. I want to talk about last season very, very briefly, because tonight I want to look forward and backwards. But like, I just want to pay tribute to Kenny Shields for this last 3 years. I think it's very important to say that. We had a very difficult time with, God rest Ryan McBride's passing, and being out of the Brandywell for a year down in McGinn Park. But Kenny took us through it. But obviously, results last season, we were left with no option, and we moved very quickly to move on. It's taken us a couple of weeks to get to where we had to get to, but we're absolutely delighted with this team. I emphasise the word team, because if you look around, any time I've been in this position before, it's probably been too many times, to be quite frank with you. But there's been maybe a manager and no one else. Now we've got the whole team here. And one of the things that we've tasked Declan with is to try and build a squad that can challenge. Now, it's going to be very difficult this year. This year could be a bit of a transition. But we still want the team to do their best and to challenge. And we want it to be an entertaining team. And look, you know, if we do lose a game last year, the guys really didn't care. That's the feeling I got a lot of the times. So, you know, if we lose a game, if we get beat 3-2 or something like that, but we get too many stuffings at the Brandywell last year, and it just was totally unacceptable when it came down to it. But look, I'm delighted for Declan to come back. You know, he was manager before, and I think he's a different person. I think he's learned a lot at the AFA. Apparently, you know, they struggled. You know, well, they tried to keep him in, but eventually we got our man. Look, I'm delighted to have him. I worked very well with him the last time. I'm delighted for Kevin to come back. Obviously, Kevin's got a lot of experience in Sligo. We know him as a player, and we saw how much celebrating he'd done when Sligo scored against Derry at the Brandywell as well. That's what I noticed. Yeah, so yeah, we're delighted to have him, and obviously the experience he has at Sligo will make him a good number two. And we've got Marty. Marty's back as well, and Marty's been a fabulous coach in previous seasons at Derry City. So hopefully it'll be a great benefit to these two guys here. And obviously Paddy McCourt has been recruited a couple of months ago, but we want Paddy to play a much more fuller part and offer the skills that he has. Now later on this week, Declan doesn't know this, I've set up a meeting with five of the junior clubs. You know, the club, we aren't getting enough younger players through. We need to address that problem. And I know directors and managers have tried it before, but we need to solve the problem of why there's not enough younger players coming through to Derry City Football Club. And I think we've got the right team here now to do that. So look, that's all I have to say. I'm looking forward to the season starting. I'm looking forward to getting a lot of players signed. Declan's just been told what his budget is, and he didn't collapse. So we've just had a little bit, but it's still a very competitive budget to last year. But obviously, without the European money, it's down a little bit. But hopefully, he spends it wisely. And I want to wish him, his team, and all you guys, and the football club, every success next season. Thank you, Declan.
First of all, I'm honoured and I'm privileged to be in the position as Derry City manager. This is our club, this is your club, and the people that are sitting beside me on this table all have a real love affair for Derry City Football Club. We're coming in on the back of a disappointing season, yes, but we are coming here to try and put a plan in place that will get this football club back to where it belongs, in the top echelons of Irish football. What we need to do is establish a connection with the people of Derry and the football club again. We need an identity. We need passion. We need support. We need players that are going to respect and honour what it means to play for Derry City Football Club. And fundamentally, that's what it comes down to. Respect and honour and know what the jersey means. We've got to have people that are passionate about this football club. The days are gone in our time here now where people are just coming here to make money. It's not going to happen. When you sign for this football club, you are honoured and you should be privileged to play for this football club. There's a lot of work to be done. We're sitting at the minute with four or five players on the playing staff. We need to be competitive. We need the people to support and get these players as heroes again. The way he's looked at Paddy McCourt, the way he's looked at Kevin Derry, Murray McCann, Owen DeGamas at this time, we need that back. And it'll be our job to put those people in the place. We have got to identify and bring the passion back in our playing side. Nobody will have an easy ride at Derry City Football Club under our stewardship. I'm delighted with the backroom team. Everybody that's connected with this football club now will know that there is quality right throughout the staff. There's an honesty throughout the staff. And we're here to build the football club, not just the first team, which is ultimately everything, the first team. But we need to build a club and not build it on sand. That every young player is an opportunity, female, male, to play at Derry City Football Club. We need a structure, we need commitment, we need desire, and we need to get this place rocking again. So for me, I'm overwhelmed, but more importantly, we're ready to work. We haven't got time to celebrate, we haven't got time to pat ourselves on the back. We got to get this place back up to where it belongs. And I think a team of people sitting at this table will do everything in their powers to achieve that. But we need people behind us, we need it. We need yous. We will try our best to provide what is required for you to have an entertaining experience on a Friday night and go out the gate happy. But we need you to back. I can take the flak, I'm not no problem with taking the flak. We need you to back the young players. We need you to back the football club and get a real desire for it again. So thank you very much and I look forward to any questions. I've certainly matured. My knowledge is better. My determination is better. I have a very strong family behind me. I've learned a lot of contacts. I'm also very self-critical in terms of what I've done in the past. I know mistakes I made when I was last on this post, and I'm certainly not going to make them again. But at the end of the day, who knows? We haven't got a crystal ball. The one thing I guaranteed is every hour of my life I'll spend to try and make this place good again.
No,
not really. Not really. My business now is to get a team that's competitive, to get the place right. I've always been a Derry City fan, as Paddy McCourt, Kevin Derry, Murray McGann have been. We've grown up on the terraces. We've all played. We've all had coaching roles. Derry City Football Club is a huge part of us. And certainly we can't have that crystal ball, but I'll give you this guarantee that we will work as hard as we possibly can, and we'll put foundations in place that every player that plays for us will have a desire to play for Derry City Football Club. The easy rides are gone.
Was it an easy decision to leave your job at the
AFA? Listen, when Derry City Football Club has an opportunity to manage it, you don't turn it down. You don't turn it down. But in all reality, this job, it can go anyway. But what I would like to do, as the backroom staff will tell you as well, with them, is just get that feel for the club back, the identity of the club. Like, there's no reason why a Paddy McCourt, a Kevin Derry, a Murray McCann, a James McLean, a Shane Duffy, why can they not be the future of this football club sitting here in this position down the line? We should never have to go out of this city for people to manage this football club ever again, because there's enough talent in this city. And that's where we should be going. Build a club.
Eric, here you are.
Declan, first of all, congratulations on your reappointment. Good to see you back at the helm again. It's been 2 weeks since the club hired a company with Kenny Shields. Could you maybe talk us through the process from your side of things, and did it take much convincing for you to accept the job?
Things just happened quickly. There was one or two phone calls. Whenever the opportunity came to speak to the board and speak to Philip and Sean, I had a conversation and things moved quickly. It was simply, you know, as I say already, Eric, whenever you get the opportunity to step under this seat, it is a privilege. It is a privilege. You know, and people say, you know, all they want about the negativity around the place. This is an honour to manage this football club. This is one of the biggest football clubs in the island of Ireland. If you haven't got it, if you aren't interested in managing this football club, then you're in football for the wrong reason.
Have you started work already?
Work started already. Work started already, but certainly a hell of a lot more to be done over the coming days.
Anything to announce at this stage?
Nothing to announce at this moment in time, apart from delighted with everybody sitting at this top table and everybody up here singing off the same hymn sheet. And we all love this football club, and we will do everything in our best to try and get it back to where it belongs.
Following on that, can you tell the fans who'll be listening in intently about this new appointment? Can you tell us the attributes that Paddy, Kevin and Murray will bring to your team?
Well, I think first and foremost, if you can't tell what Paddy McCourt brings to a football club, then you're in the wrong game, to be honest. If you can't see the passion and quality that Kevin Deary has had throughout his career, and the desire to win things at this football club, we'll take you back to Gretna, we'll take you back to a cup final, we'll take you back all... He doesn't, nobody at this top table has to say what they bring to the table. Marty McGann's as good a coach as I've ever worked with. And the most important factor in everything in this is that we actually care. We care. And it won't be through lack of trying. And that's the bottom line. It's time to everybody pull together. Everybody. We need a youth setup, and we are all going to work within it to get the best young players to come through this football club, because this is a special club. And we need the knockers and the haters to get back behind us. If everybody that had an opinion on Derry City Football Club actually came to Brandywell, we would be in some place.
Okay, folks, I got it there for that one. Anything else, folks? Any other questions before we go here? Sorry, go ahead, guys.
Yeah, just the fault of the day when you're talking about playing the shirt is what lack of local players in the squad last season. Is that a remit going forward to get local players back in?
For me, the problem is all the local players are playing at all the clubs. Mm. Right, we all know that. Some of the best players are playing at the league champions, and every club in Northern Ireland, for instance, has Derry-based players. Right, so there's no magic wand. There's no magic wand, but at the same time, we want the identity of the football club. But let's not look past the fact that some of the best players they ever represent this club are from outside the city as well. We need a happy medium, but we need policies and procedures put in place that every young talented Derry footballer has an opportunity to play for his football club.
Okay, folks, everybody happy enough?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Declan, it's great to see you back.
Thanks, Hugh.
Delighted with the selection that the fellas have. Bar Paddy.
She just told me I want that.
The only thing that I would like to see the management and the people say to you is, as regards our players, get it into their head. They're not only playing for you, but they're playing for the likes of me and everybody that's come through the Brandywell gates. That's who they play for.
100%.
Not for the manager or the chairman or that. That's the people who come through. That's the people that's paying the wages. Sorry, Paul, I know you're the
biggest. The identity between fans... 100%, 100%, and the identity between the fans, we're fans too, right? We're fans as well, and the identity, without that connection with the Derry public, then we have no chance. We have no chance. We are fully appreciative of every single person that comes through that gate, and we got to get more on, and we got to get more on, but we got to respect and show respect for people that come like yourself every week.
Oh, and that there, I'd like to congratulate the chairman for standing back. I'm backing us all of these years, Paul. Fair play to you.
Yep. Yep. Yep.